Passage 3. In Hollywood, everybody wants to be rich, famous, and beautiful. Nobody wants to be old, unknown, and poor. For Hollywood kids, life can be difficult because they grow up in such an unreal atmosphere. Their parents are ambitious, and the children are part of the parents' ambitions. Parents pay for wasteful grand parties, expensive cars, and designer clothes. When every dream can come true, kids don't learn the value of anything because they have everything. A 13-year-old boy, Trent McGuire, has a driver, credit cards, and unlimited cash to do what he wants when he wants to. "One day, I'll earn more than my dad," he boasts. Parents buy care and attention for their children because they have no time to give it themselves. Amanda's mother employs a personal trainer, a bodyguard, a singing coach, and a counselor to look after all her 15-year-old daughter's needs. Often, there is no parent at home most days, so children decide whether to make their own meals or go out to restaurants, when to watch television or do homework. They organize their own social lives. They play no childhood games. They become adults before they're ready. Hollywood has always been the city of dreams. The kids there live unreal lives where money, beauty, and pleasure are the only gods. Will children around the world soon start to think the same? Or do they already?
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. Why is life said to be difficult for Hollywood kids? Question 33. What does the speaker say about Trent McGuire, a 13-year-old boy? Question 34. Why does Amanda's mother employ other people to look after her needs? Question 35. What will probably have negative effects on the lives of Hollywood kids?